From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters have seized Sinjar from the Islamic State militants. That's Kurdish fighters raising a Kurdish flag atop a government building in Sinjar. The new offensive began Thursday by severing a critical supply route between Islamic State-held Mosul and the group's self-proclaimed capital in Syria. Kurdish forces say they encountered little resistance during Friday's advance on Sinjar, suggesting that Islamic State fighters may have retreated or are possibly biding their time for new fighting. In an interview at the White House earlier, President Barack Obama said he believes the Islamic State advance in Iraq and Syria has been contained, but not destroyed. Also in Iraq, officials say a suicide bomb attack at a Shiite funeral in Baghdad has killed at least 12 people. President Barack Obama has lifted sanctions on Liberia Thursday. White House spokesman Ned Price cited what he calls Liberia's tremendous progress since emerging from civil war in 2003, including its commitment to democracy and the development of political and economic institutions. However, the White House says much remains to be done in Liberia, including a presidential election in 2017. Myanmar's opposition, National League for Democracy, has captured an absolute majority of the parliamentary seats, giving it a landslide victory. This, according to official returns released Friday by the Union Election Commission. That will allow the NLD to overcome the military's veto in the legislature, which selects the president in February. NLD is led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. She is barred by the Constitution from becoming president. However, she has said earlier that if her party is victorious, she will be the one telling the president what to do. From Washington, this is VOA News. Migrants are continuing to arrive in Greece every day. Now they face the challenge of a coming winter. Lisa Schlein reports.
As the European winter approaches, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees reports additional reception sites in Greece are urgently needed to accommodate the massive flow of refugees and migrants from Syria and other countries of conflict. The UN Refugee Agency says it is increasing support efforts on the Greek island of Lesbos, where the need is greatest. Despite the deteriorating weather conditions, the agency says an average of 5,000 people a day are arriving in Greece, and this is causing great problems. It says accommodations are overstretched and inadequate to handle so many people. The government has not yet allocated land to establish reception sites that would measure up to the standards needed to accommodate, register, and screen the refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Secretary of State John Kerry says that the eyes of the world are on Tunisia and that America wants the country to succeed. He commented from Tunisia, the first leg of a three-nation tour that will focus heavily on political and security instability in Syria.
The other major component of our strategy is the pursuit of a lasting and genuine political transition to a government in Syria that, like Tunisia's, is pluralistic, inclusive, and responsive to the needs of all of the Syrian people.
Tunisia has received broad U.S. praise for its democratic reforms in the aftermath of the Arab Spring uprising. The U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike targeting Mohammed Emwazi, also known as Jihadi John, the notorious British Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos depicting the gruesome murder of Western hostages. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Emwazi is a barbaric murderer. He was shown in those sickening videos of the beheading of British aid workers. He posed an ongoing and serious threat to innocent civilians, not only in Syria, but around the world, and in the United Kingdom too. He was ISIL's lead executioner, and let us never forget that he killed many, many Muslims too.
While officials say it is not immediately clear whether he was killed, senior U.S. officials, speaking on the condition of anonymity, described the strike as a clean hit on the vehicle in which he was riding, adding that it is likely he was killed. Russia's state aviation agency has banned Egypt's national carrier from flying to Russia amid speculation a bomb was planted on the Russian airliner that crashed last month in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula.
World News from VOA.